Hey, Chevre, it's an incredible schuss to be together. I don't want to start crying again. I'm not even going to mention. But incredible schuss to be together. In Shulayim Erkaidesh, Eitzel Kaisel Maravi for the 5 minute vart. Been waiting a very long time. Been waiting a very, very long time to be able to have the 5 minute vart. In Shulayim Erkaidesh. Mirat Hashem should be from this time on forever. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Parsha begins Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Canaan. Yaakov settled in the land of his father, the land where his father sojourned, in Eretz Canaan. You read this pasuk on the surface, just tells us where Yaakov was, where Yaakov was settling, where Yaakov was living. But like everything else in Torah, there's so much pnimis, so much depth. It was Yutes Kislev this week. Yutes Kislev is not just about Fabrengens. And not just about concerts. Yutes Kislev is understanding that this pnimius haTorah, and that every letter of Torah, every word of Torah, has such depth as Amkus has an Ein Sof. So listen to the way Imri Noyam learns this pasuk, and especially for us, we're zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael right now. We're going to light a fire that's going to stay with us forever. You know, Baruch Hashem, we've had this chus to learn from parents, from grandparents, to be raised, Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. And I've been taught of the importance of Davin, and the importance to learn, and the importance to keep Shabbos. But sadly, there's so many Yidden who they have all of that, but it's only from that teaching. It's only from Avoseinu. And of course we need our parents, and we need our Rabbeim, and we need those that could raise us and teach us. But that's not enough. The Heiliger Minayim explains that there has to be our own Avoida. There has to be our own Kavanas Halev, our own Hargashas Halev. We can't be robotical and mechanical and Anshe Adam Lumada and just follow and do because we're taught what we're supposed to do. It's important to have being raised, it's important to be taught, but ultimately then we need our heart and our soul that's embedded with every time we learn, every time we daven, and every mitzvah that we do. Yaakov had a name Yisrael, and it's interesting, in last week's parasha when he was given that name Yisrael, and Yisrael is his higher name, Yisrael is his Kaddishtika name. We still call him Yaakov as well, but Yisrael is higher, Yaakov's lower. All the Sfarim explain this, the Zohar explains this. So why immediately it's Vayeshev Yaakov? We open up a new parasha, it's right away of Vayeshev Yaakov. And where Eretz Canaan? The Zohar tells us that Eretz Canaan also is the lower name for the Makom we're in right now. This is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish Dika land. Eretz Canaan is when it's Beshiflus, its lower name. So why this pasuk right away, after Yaakov becomes Yisrael and reaches his higher place, wouldn't it be so much sweeter, Vayeshev Yaakov? It should be Vayeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Megur Aviv, Be'eretz Yisrael. Imri Noam explains as follows. Kosh Baruch Hu, like we said once, not just a world that we're makabel from our parents and from our Rebbeim, but he wants Rachman Aliba boy. He wants our hearts. He wants our lev. He wants our kavanas alev. He wants our machshavos. When the pasuk is telling us that it was Megurei Aviv, when the pasuk is emphasizing that he was back sojourning where his father had sojourned, and seemingly that's all that it was, that's when he's called Yaakov. And that's when it's called Eretz Canaan, because that's a lower place. When it's just a avoda of Megurei Aviv, when it's just an avoda, I daven because my father davened. I learn because my father learns. And because my Zayda did. Then it's only a Yaakov. That's a lower level. Then it's only an Eretz Canaan, that's a lower level. Rachmana Liba boy. Rachmana Liba boy means he wants our hearts, he wants a fire dika avoda. He wants machshavas halev. He wants each and every one of us to see the beauty in tefillah, to see the beauty in Torah. Not just because we've accepted it from our parents. Vada, that's also important. That's the first step. And it's emes. But it has to be so much more than that. It has to be that we serve Hashem with fire. The schus to finally today come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's yearning for so long. And one of the most beautiful things in Eretz Yisrael is that Yidden are on fire. We were today, some of the Chevra and Meron, and as we were leaving, there was Chevra together, Davidi Meiriv. They were singing, you should see, I'll show you a video, they were singing Meiriv with such lave, more so there are certain, since some Jews even sing on Yom Kippur or on Purim. It was so beautiful. A regular chayla dikamayriv, but with a heart. And look at us now, it's 3:30 in the morning, and they're yidin davening with their hearts by the Kaisel Maravi. It's not normal. This is not Megure Aviv Dika Avoda. This is not just because my father told me to, so I come to daven 3:30 in the morning. Because my father told me to, I come to learn 3:30 in the morning. Because my father told me to, I'm singing Maariv in the middle of Kislev, not on Chanukah, before Chanukah. That's what it means. You know, very beautifully, Rashi says on Bahaloischas Aneros, we're preparing, I'm looking now, I see the menorah is already set up by the Kaisel. The menorah is here. And the menorah, that's the menorah of Aaron HaKoyin, the menorah of Bahaloischa. And what does Rashi there explain? Bahaloischa Adcha shall have us oilim me'aleha, till the flame goes up by itself. That you have to light the menorah till the flame goes up by itself. Shkoyach! What else does it mean to light a candle? What? I thought I have to keep my hand there forever? Of course, you light it until the flame's going by itself. What's that a chiddush? The fire of the menorah is the fire of Torah and mitzvahs, kiner mitzvah v'toror. Achashal heves oyle me'alel means we have to be on fire until it's coming from ourselves. And not when we're, Baruch Hashem, you have the schus to be in yeshiva now, and you have schus to be with Arbeim, and you have schus to have parents who raised you. But ultimately, all that is the first step. But that's, if we leave it at that, then it's Yaakov, not Yisrael. It's Eretz Canaan, not Eretz Yisrael. It has to be Achashal heves oyle me'alel, that we're on fire in our Baruch Hashem. My heart's on fire to serve Hashem, to connect Hashem in all that we do. Bez Hashem, we should be on fire and daven with lev and learn with lev and give du chesed, not because, I'm supposed to be a nice guy, but because I have a heart on fire to do chesed. We're going to show HaKadosh Baruch we have hearts. And the fire of Chanukah will not just be for Chanukah. We're going to take that fire of Chanukah into the whole year. We'll be Zoicha. So Beze Hashem is Baruch. See the fire not just of the menorah that we light. But the Gemara tells us that the menorah fire came from the menorah of the Mizbeach. We don't have a Mizbeach right now. But maybe if we're on fire, and HaKadosh Baruch will bring back the Eish Tamid Tukam Mizbeach Loi Sichbe with Bias Mashiach with Gula Shlema Bimhera Bimhera Shabbos guide,
Come, Shiro, Renanim.